Okay, we're in Klalai and Gimel. Yudches? If you think so, then we're right. Klishit vilai derech piv. We mentioned this in passing, that if you tovel a cup or a pot upside down, ki'ilu loy toval. It's as if you didn't tovel it at all. Vishena mayim echayim likones bishulav. Because since the air is trapped inside, the water cannot enter to hit the bottom of it. Afilu machnisa kulay lamayim, even if you immerse it totally. Umakamakaim dafka kli she'ein rochav ma'id. That's dafka if it's not very wide. I'm kli she'rochav ma'id veina gavaya. But if you have a pan which is very wide and not high, kikaaris. The water would go in. Best is to turn it on the side. Depends on the Messias. If water gets in, it gets in. If water doesn't get in, it doesn't get in. But it's a davar makiv. You test kvar kasavnu shetzarach lahatvo b'mayon oy b'mikva. The place you're traveling is either in a mayon, a source of natural water, or in a mikvah. Tzar shiyiyah bahem kashir mem ama, mem sa. Shushir mikvah, here it says ama. Shushir mikvah amalama brum gimel amais, which is that shir.
Are you able to talk with them alike? I know in a river, yes. In an ocean, yes.
Yeah.
Can
you, yeah, you can tell them alike. The issue is only when you have moving water that's not naturally moving. If you would have a man-made lake in the sense that somebody dug a hole and let the rainwater fill up the mikveh, so it'll fill up the lake. I don't think anybody fills it up with bottled water and you make a lake, right? It's all rainwater or water from a stream. Now, if it's rainwater, then that water is considered to be not a mayon. It's not naturally moving water. It's rainwater. Now, that's considered to be a very big puddle. A lake is a big puddle, which you can tovel. If the puddle is big enough, you can tovel in it. However, it can't be moving water. It has to be water that's still. It can't be moving water. Once it's moving water, it's not kosher. It's not kosher unless it's naturally moving water, which means that it's moving
now
because it's a stream.
In the thing, and now rainwater filled this up.
Right.
This is your example.
That's a big puddle.
Right?
That's a big puddle. It's kosher.
There's a puddle.
It's one big
puddle. What happens if it's raining now, and therefore the water is moving over, but it's not.
It's a problem. If because of the rain, this lake creates a stream downhill. Let's say you have this big gigantic puddle, right?
Yes.
And now there's a lot of rain, so it started to run. That running water is not kosher for tefillah. That's called, that zeichlin is not kosher for tefillah. Now the question is, so why can you tovel in the Nile? The Nile is all rainwater.
It's not man-made.
Well, the Chazal say, that when it comes to rivers, ein lecha tefach sheyored milmaila shein letefchayim sheyla milmata. Chazal say that rivers have underwater sources of rain as well. Not every stream necessarily does, but the horais have underground sources somewhere along their path, and we rely that rive of it is from the underground sources. So the guys are learning mikvahs and the kail. So they told me about this. They asked me that, what happens if you have scientific analysis that it all comes from there. The Nile River, according to scientists, all comes from the Great Lake in Angola. I forgot what it's officially called.
Congo.
Named after the Queen or something.
Lake
Victoria. And Lake Victoria doesn't have an inlet. There's no natural source. It happens to lie in a spot in Africa where there are a lot of mountains all around. And when the snows start to melt, it gets a great amount of water in one shot. That's what Rashi brings, that the Nile used to step forward, used to flood flood for. Pare knew when to step out, so it should come. It still does. The flooding sometimes kills people. When you have extreme winter conditions in middle Africa, then the Nile can flood 100 miles. It can flood 100 miles. It kills people. Well, they said that the God is angry, the Nile is God, and God is angry and it's killing people because they're not behaving.
But,
what?
The
dam, you mean the Aswan Dam?
It's supposed
to. The Bereshit says, Yotzim Homaima is going to measure the Nile to see.
The Yotzim Homaima.
The normal place.
I understood that he has spies downstream who let him know when the water, when the great flood is moving, and moving, and Nile's a very long
time. Is it Zochalim when the snow melts on the top of the mountain?
It is.
And
it is.
You weren't titled.
It's a problem. You can't title. When you're on a mountain, you see what looks like a stream. It may not be a stream. It may just be melting snow. So the way Chazal said is you look, if to the dry season it's still running, you assume it has a natural source. And if not, you assume that it's all snow. It's all. So this is it. In Camp Agudah,
why isn't snow considered rainwater?
It is. It is. It can't be running.
So what?
Yeah, it's just that the rainwater, you don't, the snow is a bigger problem because you get a gigantic amount in one shot. The rain, you know, so it rains a large amount of rain.
No, but that's what's running off into Lake Victoria or wherever. Why does that?
So then the Nile would not be halachic river. Except that we have this Kabbalah, that there are somewhere along the way, there is some underground streams. The scientists will eventually discover it. What?
Oh, is it? Why shouldn't it be?
No, snow or a puddle is okay for tabling it, but not when it's zeichlin, not when it's running. It has to be standing still. Rainwater that's running is not kosher for tefillah. If you have a gigantic puddle and you know it's all rainwater, which is fine, every bar in the mikveh is made out of rainwater. But if it's running, then it's not kosher. If the bar has a leak, then you can't use it for tefillah. Okay, so. Alright, so this is what he says here, that it's gonna be a mayon or a mikveh. Now he goes on, to explain. Even though it's not three amas, bayanama, rachi yisham mayim kashir said, as long as it has that amount of water. Well, mayim mitar afopi she'ene b'mokim echad. Spring is mitar even though it's running. It's not like a mikveh all in one place. Eloshu zaychel. It's running. Av a mikveh ina mitar, chi aimid b'mokim echad b'guma. The mikveh has to be standing still. Afal pi she'ena amuka, even though it's not deep, rak she'esh b'mayim kashir zeh. V'nikveh b'mokim echad. Aval, im heim zeichlin, if you have a mikveh that's running, ala oretz, einay mitar, then it's not kosher. V'davke shabo amayim b'dei shemayim adei gishamim. And even then, a mikveh is only kosher if it's natural water. Avamayim shuvim pesulim. But water that shuvim, that came from a keli is pasul. When they're making the field, little canals and ditches to bring the water to the field, if the water and these gumas and chafiras are filled with rainwater, venerally, now this is a chiddush that's quoted in the name of Chachma Sadam, there's a machlekes rishayim if you can tovel in snow. There's a Mishnah that says you can tovel in snow. But the machlekes is that the Mishnah means melted snow or snow. In other words, there's a tzad that snow, even if you take it with a shovel or a keli and you move it, if it melts, it's still, it's panum chadashes. It's not shuvim. There's another tzad that it means you can tovel in the snow itself. So since there's a dispute, he says that glass, which is a drabanan, suffer drabanan lakula, you could be mekel.
We're so, able to do it in snow itself?
In snow itself.
Yeah. Not in the water that flows from the snow.
That for sure you could use. When the snow melts and you get the water from it, they could use it even for anything if it's not moving. He says, Nirali, the Bishas Atchak, Mutalitval Klisklusis Bishaleg, the Tfilosai Vadai Rak Midrabanan, because it's tabling is the chiyuv is only drabanan by glass and bakim echad. Avoloi klimatchis dal harbe paisko miminatayr. Now you need a lot of snow. Snow is a 10-to-1 ratio. 10 inches of snow is 1 inch of rain. But that's not 100% true. It depends how cold it is. But typically, when you have fluffy snow, it's 10-to-1, which means since you need 24 square feet of water, you would need 240 square feet of snow. Now, in the first snow, you have it because you have consecutive snow going from one end of Ocean Avenue to the end. The other, you know, so you can title the snow as long as it's touching each other, and then you can title. However,
no, Shash, when you put it into water, it's going to be completely covered. When you put
it
in the snow.
So Chazinish writes that. He writes you have to be very careful toveling the snow. It's not so practical. For a person,
melting,
for example.
When it's melting, it is.
Well, you gotta pack the snow. You gotta pack the snow all around it. If you want to tovel a pocket knife, it's not so hard. If you want to tovel a pot, or you gotta fill it up with snow, or else it doesn't work.
Small little stuff, okay.
Yeah, it's easier, right? Right. So that's... What?
What's his doubt about Shelag that he only...
Because there are two pshatim in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah allows snow, there's a question whether that means snow or melted snow. How to translate that that halacha that snow is adequate.
Wouldn't it say melted snow if it's melted?
Well, it says a Shelag, a kfir, a barad, all these things are kosher. The question is, did the Tana dream you're going to tovel in snow or in ice? Most people are not so comfortable traveling in snow. Would you travel in snow? You got to pack the snow all around you. So
I think my grandfather in Poland did.
Used to travel in snow?
Really? They went sometimes.
In snow? They broke the ice and went into the water, but to actually travel in snow, that's... Really? So you should do the same? You should do the same. You should do no less. You say to travel in snow, you should at least go into a warm mikveh.
Yeah, but polar bears don't...
They're going to the water, they're going to the snow.
They go to water. Let's go.
Okay. If you use an untovel keli, loy nesar hamaychol, the food does not become prohibited. People ask this question: the food doesn't become aser. But there's no kivan shotra hotra. Now the food doesn't become treif. Kalim toveling. Untitled kalim doesn't render food treif, but using it doesn't make it mutter. You still have to title it. Chaf aleph, katan einay neman al tefilas kalim klimatris. Can't trust a child to title klimatris. Neuli beklis chuchis letzara Shabbos neman deiniyale derabanan. Still a chiddush. Lemaisa, a child could title a kalim. If you go to a mikveh with a child, you can let the child tovel the clean. The children,
if
you make sure it happens right, can have a guy tovel it. It's a nemanis shaila.
Yes,
it's not a halacha in the tefillah itself. Unlike making tzitzis or writing a sefer Torah, these things that need to be done l'shma, that need to be done properly. A question about schach, if a cotton is good to... There's a question in the Paiskim if schach is good, made by a cotton. Because a guy could make it because he does it with a shame sale. Question is if a cotton, if a guy, if a, has a shame sale.
If it broke, let's say from a tree, it broke off twigs, and I want to use the twigs.
You could use it, but if the twigs just fell up by themselves on the roof, they're not kosher for schach.
No, of course.
Has to be a shame sale.
You have to make it.
You have to make a l'shem. It's interesting.
What?
It does not have to be l'shem mitzvah. L'shem sale, if you have a sukkah's royim, it's kosher. If a shepherd makes a sukkah to protect him from the shade, that sukkah's kosher for sukkah. You know, there's a guy. There's always a mila you should make it. Bir Alocha brings. But strictly speaking, it's a Mishnah. Say sukkah's ganvach. Ganvach. Ganvach is an abbreviation for goyim, nashim.
I don't understand the svara behind.
Surprised at you.
I don't understand the svara behind this principle that since it's only the rabbanon, you know, it's okay. So the implication is that it takes away the chashivas of what the Rabbanon. We strive very hard to keep the Rabbanons in
Israel. Yeah, we definitely keep the Rabbanons all the time.
So I'm saying, you know, because the Rabbanon.
I think the point is that for the Rices, you need a foolproof method of certifying. And for the Rabbanons, he's saying that if a child certifies that it was tivled, he's neman for the Rabbanon, not for the Rices.
Because we're saying...
Because you need less proof for the Rabbanon.
No, the implication is, okay, if the child lied...
The point is, there's a certain percentage chance that the child is lying or mistaking. And for that percentage chance, we don't take a chance by the Raisa, we take a chance by the Rabbanon. And even that is only matter of Shabbos. If you're stuck and you need the Kelim for Shabbos, it's really not matter straight out. Chaf Beis.
It's all in semantics. How do you phrase it? If you phrase it and you want to say, "Oh, it's because the Rabbanon is not chashim," of course that's wrong. But that's not what it's saying. It's saying it's an Erev Shabbos.
It says
it's an Erev Shabbos.
It's like after a news conference, you can say Trump said 10 things wrong. You could say 99% of the time he was saying things that were right.
It's a statement that's subject to interpretation. Okay.
It is.
So we,
it's a matter of trust.
We strive to be Yotze Kol Hashitos, and certainly the Rabbanans, I mean...
No doubt you want to be Machmet.
I would also be Machmet. If a child told me, well, then I'd go do it again. Big deal.
Depends also the child, the responsible child, that you don't do it right.
Chav Beis, Kalim
Shanafu Lamayim. Shabbos, let's say, and then you want to do it after Shabbos.
Yeah, you really should do it again later. Without a bracha, anyway, because the child may have tivled
it. It could only be the Rabbanon, so they didn't need to make a bracha.
The Rabbanon, we make brachas on.
What?
We do make brachas on the Rabbanon. We make bracha on the Rabbanon. No, we really make bracha on all the Rabbanon. What you mean is when it's a safek, so bad.
Earthenware that has a glaze.
Yeah, things that are a dispute.
So those who do it, they don't make a bracha.
Because there's a dispute if it's necessary. That's
right.
Sabrach Zlav. Chabez, Kalim Shanaflu Lamayim Kaidma Tvila. You dropped a Kali into the water before you tivled it. Ain't Sarach Litval Oid. The Loibina Kavana Litvila. You don't have to be Chavin for Tvila. If it just falls in, it's good. Chen Mitval Kalim Aidei Nachri, Aslam Tvila. If a guy tivled it, you know the guy did it. So, Aslam Tvila, the Tvila counts. No, it's interesting. By things, certain things need someone who's mechuyev, and certain things don't. Here, the mitzvahs should be tivled. Not that the tivling it is only a way to make sure it gets tivled. Even a monkey could do it. That's right. The mitzvah is not in the gavra, right? The mitzvah is in the gavra. It's interesting.
I want to say that by chasana, so it's, we wanted them to use. We wanted the guy to use new dishes.
Expensive wedding.
What?
Expensive wedding. All new dishes.
The guy was so desperate to do the job, so he said yes. So what did he do? Instead of bringing a thing, he wanted me to get guys, because he thought, and that I'm reading the halacha, he thought that it had to be done by a Jew. So he had four Jews in the ocean, and they were all...
They drove a truck over to the...
And one guy that watched...
You have pictures in your album for... What? You have pictures of this in your album?
Now we did it this year after it was stolen by Caleb. So they did it in the ocean again. And you know how long it took to clean it? Because it became hot. And it solidified, the salt solidified on the dish, on the dishes. So to get rid of that, we needed to bring like 10 guys to be able to get it off.
It is a very exciting life, let me tell you. Chav Gimel, I want to finish the simen. It is prohibited, what's the isser to tevel a keli? Wrong. Close. Merzikim misakim. It's not real misakim because the halachi tikkun is not a real tikkun. Right, the mechassinuch writes that misakim is only physical. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, I finally caught you on something. The isser is because it looks like misakim. Actually, I should say that the Gemara has four reasons why you're not allowed to tevel kalim. The Gemara in Beya, in the second parak, says, why can't you tevel kalim? So the Gemara gives four reasons.
When are you going to use it now?
One reason is because it looks like you're fixing it. One reason is because You might squeeze it out, because remember in the time of Tumah they used to use Kalim. One reason is she might carry a dollar amis to tevel it. And the fourth reason is also only applies to Bizman Nehem. Two reasons apply Bizman Hazeh. You might carry it and Mezik Masakin. And two reasons don't. One is by cloth, you might squeeze it out. And one I'm missing. At any rate, since there's a machlekes rishonim had a paskin, if somebody toiveled it on Shabbos, so it's good. It's not called Hanoam Melecha Shabbos. So he says, let's see what he says.
And the other guy do it, you just watch them.
So you're not allowed to, but if you did it already, it would be okay.
A guy is not allowed to do.
What? The rule of Amir Lakum is that anything a Jew is not allowed to do, a guy is not allowed to do. Right? If a Jew can't do it, you can't tell a guy
this
to do
only,
it.
It's an Isser Drabbanan.
There is a Shita in the Rishayim that's Mekel, so B'diyeva were Mekel, not Mekel Chatchila. To have a guy do it. Look what he says. Im Shakach B'Yerav Shabbos. If you didn't tell me, you did it on Shabbos. Yidnam L'Nachi B'Matana. Not the guy should tell. Give it to the guy as a gift, and he'll own it. V'yazi V'Shalenu M'Meni, and borrow it back. V'imu Kli Sh'Roi L'Hevi B'Sechei Mayim in Amikva. So the Gemara says you can do a trick. Let's say you have a pot that needs to be tivled. You lower it into the well, and you drop water. And now, presto, it's tivled while you're pulling up the water. So you're allowed, if it's a keli sheroyle v'sechem mayim in a mikveh, it's a keli which you would transport water, b'mokim shemotel tatl b'shabbos with his neirim, yishav by mayim, lovi l'beisai, d'loi merzi, k'may shematvil. All these merzi came a second. There's no merzi. For lo yavarech, and don't make a bracha.
People are going to think you're going to use the water that was in the mikvah.
No, in a well.
You can use it to wash, well, he says mikvah. You're going to use it to wash your dishes or for, Vavi adoinin omar. What do you have? Three olives? The aleph, aleph, aleph? Avi? Vim Efsher, okay. Vim Efsher. Nearly the Kedaiwa Baisyasif Lisma Khalav, the Litva Bishabis. But if you're stuck, then you can rely to Tavil on Shabbos, and who be Inyan, she is Batlay de Kachbisuda Shabbos, if otherwise you can't have the Suda, Avalachi, Avalachi, Lai, but otherwise not. He says in parentheses, the Avshabar Chaim Sasim Shulchanarch the Mutter. The Mechaber in Arachayim says, Mota bi Yeredei Akasav Stam Sha'asar. And so, now we know everything about Tevelin Kalim. The Shah's about Tevelin Kalim. This one Shaila, what?
Senu to us.
Senu to you, okay.